More signs inflation is returning to something close to normal after years of pressuring our wallets during and after the pandemic. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is with us. Jill on Money, presented by Bucks County Estate Traders, the finest selection of high-end and vintage furniture. Jill, the next Fed meeting is next month. What do you think the latest inflation report will do in terms of interest rates?
I don't know. I mean, look, I believe that that first interest rate cut, that half of a percentage point, was really in reaction to, hey, we waited a long time, we're starting with a bang. But now we have two pieces of information that are kind of interesting. We'll see if it continues to be a trend. But we know that the last jobs report was stronger than expected. And this consumer price index, though it moved in the right direction overall, that there were still some signs that, you know, inflation's kind of sticky. It's hanging out at a higher level than the Fed would like. Now, we'll get a couple more reports, but I think that these two things together indicate to me that the Fed's going to go slower. Now, it is possible that they go by a quarter of a percentage point in November, but if things come in stronger, again, the Fed keeps telling us they're data dependent. So if the economy appears to be stronger than expected, the Fed might skip the November meeting and wait until December. So we kind of have to wait to see what will happen in the coming weeks.
All right. So along with that CPI, the consumer price index report we got, we cracked open a COLA, a cost of living adjustment, significant for people who are on Social Security. Talk us through the move made there.
So every year, the Social Security Administration looks at the inflation reports for the third quarter of the year. So they take the third quarter, those 3 months, and they compare it with the 3 months from a year prior. And they say, what's the average increase of the consumer price index? And that's what they base the cost of living adjustment for the nation's 68 million Social Security recipients. I mean, it's an amazing number of folks. So for next year, for 2025, those recipients will receive 2.5% more than they got this year. So you're like saying to yourself, perhaps 2.5%, that seems like nothing. Yes, part of that is good news because the inflation rate has come down. And so it is indicative of the fact that the cost of living adjustment doesn't need to be as big. And for those of you who probably don't even realize this, maybe you're a new retiree, there were years where the Social Security cost of living adjustment was zero. So, you know, 2010, 2011, 2016, those were years when the inflation rate was so low that you got no cost of living adjustment.
Another reason you tell us to wait to claim your Social Security benefit to at least your full retirement age. Jill on Money, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger with us this morning.